This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Columbia Green Community College has been named the top community college in New York and one of the top 10 community colleges in the country in a report by the personal finance website WalletHub. The school made the announcement on its website August 20th. Columbia Green, a campus of the State University of New York, placed 10th out of 710 community colleges in the United States. It rose to the top spot in the state rankings in the areas of cost and financing, as well as education and career outcomes. The data used to determine the school's ranking were collected from the National Center for Education Statistics, Council for Community and Economic Research, and College Measures. During the recent academic year, tuition and fees for full-time in-state enrollment at a public two-year college averaged under $4,000 per year nationwide, compared to more than $10,000 at a public four-year institution and $36,000 at a four-year private school. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson Common Council votes August 20th on whether to opt into a contract with East Light Partners and establish a community solar farm. The farm will be located off Route 9 near 10 Broke Road in Greenport. East Light approached the city about purchasing electric power last year. The city typically spends between $300,000 and $400,000 every year on electricity for its municipal buildings and streetlights, and it is estimated the city would save 10% or $30,000 to $40,000 annually if it buys its electricity from East Light. Fourth Ward Alderperson and Economic Development Committee Chair Rich Volo said, quote, "There is a cost advantage to a community solar farm which saves money and time by building one large farm as opposed to smaller solar arrays on many rooftops. The city also has no upfront costs for this project as opposed to creating and paying for smaller projects on its own," unquote. Residents will be eligible to participate in the program as well. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Albany Times-Union that 16 years on Warren Street in Hudson, Mexican Radio closed its doors August 11th. In a long note on the restaurant's website, owners Lori Selden and Mark Young cited a variety of reasons for the closure, including staff challenges as a result of the Trump administration's, quote, "hostility to the immigrants who long made up key parts of Mexican Radio's staff," unquote. They wrote, quote, "Many of those same culinary brothers who worked right beside us for close to 20 years and who were key to helping us launch all three Mexican radio locations have now been forcibly and violently ejected from this country, tearing out the very soul of our kitchen staff," unquote. Mexican Radio was founded 23 years ago in Manhattan. Its third location in downtown Schenectady continues to offer lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. David Robinson is reporting for LowHUD.com that state health officials have issued new emergency vaccination regulations to prevent bogus medical exemption claims and to clarify the rules created by the new state law that repealed religious exemptions for student immunizations. The new rules require doctors to complete detailed forms documenting any legitimate medical reason for why a student cannot be vaccinated. The rules were announced August 16th as back-to-school vaccine deadlines approach. Quote, "These regulations will ensure that those who have legitimate medical reasons for not getting vaccinated are still able to obtain medical exemptions while also preventing abuse of this option by those without such medical conditions," unquote, said Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker. Effective immediately, physicians can no longer simply submit a signed statement for an exemption to be granted. They must complete a medical exemption form approved by the State Department of Health or New York City Department of Education, state health officials said. The regulations require physicians to outline specific justifications for each required vaccine before an exemption can be granted. Read the full story at lowerhud.com. I'm Tom Rowe. You've been listening to the WGXC local news. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here.